At My Mother's Knee and Other Low Joints by Paul O'Grady.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
In memory of the Savage Sisters, Mary, Anne and Christine, without whom my world would have been a much duller place to grow up in. Acknowledgements. I'd like to thank Doug Young at Transworld for his patience, my sister Sheila for coping with the endless questions and phone calls at all hours of the day and night when I needed information about the clan, and everybody who put up with my moaning as I sat writing this bloody thing when all I really wanted to do was to go out and play. Chapter 1. At home, I've got a box containing what I suppose you might call the family archives. Family archives sounds very grand, but it's actually just an ordinary cardboard box containing an assortment of birth certificates, letters, old diaries and sepia photographs, the flotsam and jetsam of lives past. There's even a pair of yellowing false teeth wrapped up in a handkerchief. God knows who they belong to. It could have been any one of my long-dead forebears. When I was growing up in Birkenhead, nearly every adult I knew had false teeth, or at least had a couple of fake choppers on a dental plate. Either that, or no teeth at all. My mother, christened Mary but known to everyone as Molly, had every tooth in her head extracted when false teeth became available on the National Health. She came from a generation where a poor diet and only the most primitive dental hygiene had taken its toll on working-class teeth. Therefore, a set of gleaming white gnashers, courtesy of the NHS, was a highly desirable acquisition. In the early 60s, when she was only 44, she underwent this extreme dentistry.